Still trading low. Are you okay with a 40 cent low?
Yes.
Riding the roller coaster week on Wall Street.
About 150 to 200 up to 20 cents.
Okay.
Stock trader Steve Grasso hung on tight, prowling the floor of the New York Stock Exchange.
Describe your emotions and mood this week in trading.
Have you ever been seasick? That's what it felt like. Best buyer, best seller?
Best buyer, Morgan Stanley, 180,000. Lexi on the sell side, 100,000.
Perfect. Thank you.
But Grasso and other traders stay calm in the financial storms.
I've done this for a long time so that I'm sort of immune to it, where the ups and downs of the market don't really have the effect that they will on a normal investor. They're up.
What does this floor feel and act like during such turmoil in the markets?
I think this is where the floor shines. You want to have a human element, and this is what we all are here for.
They weren't here on Monday when global markets tanked. U.S. markets were closed. New York initially plunged on the Tuesday opening.
It didn't make a whole lot of sense. And I think technically this market was oversold and was ready to bounce back. Outside of it. I'm not sure. He's been slightly tick sensitive, but can't make the call whether or not he was the company buyer. I'm on my feet 100% of the day. I don't sit. Tesoro, and we're walking around all day. When you first start this business, you feel like a flamingo because you're bending one leg at a time and stretching yourself out. But you want to get comfortable shoes and you want to be able to move at the drop of the hat.
What's your blood pressure?
Perfect, as long as I don't have a cheeseburger for lunch. SanDisk, need a look.
The hair-raising dives and rallies don't bother Grasso, since his job is to find the right buy-or-sell price for his heavyweight clients, whether the market is higher or lower.
You hear from a cab driver, you hear from everyone, oh my God, it's the end of the world.
Right, I think that's the problem, is that we live in a society where the markets are just a click away of a mouse now, so everyone has become a pseudo-market professional. Got it, perfect. Thanks, Pat.
No problem.
Richard Roth, CNN, New York.